joined today by Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you in.
Thanks for having me.
Here we are, another cool cool day.
Fairly chilly out there.
Tell you what, it's been quite the week. Your public works has been pretty busy.
Yeah, they've been burning the candle at both ends. I really appreciate all the work that they've done. Waylon gave an update last night at our meeting. 770 hours on the roads plowing. 1,400 gallons of fuel used, and 70 tons of salt even.
That's a lot.
We had several residential snow ordinance alerts. Pretty much every day we've had a downtown snow ordinance, and so we've gotten through that. We don't usually use those, but when we need them, we have them.
Well, and nearly 20 inches of snow. Yeah. That's That was more than enough for a week.
Yeah, well, I think we're satisfied for the season.
We'll keep working with what we've got.
Yes.
And you know what? People need to remember when they talk about how, you know, I know he can calculate out the cost of each snow event. This one will be interesting to see once he does that. But it was a year ago, actually, when the budget for snow removal was planned.
Yeah, we have to plan well ahead of time for these things, and so you have to use your crystal ball and calculate for the whole season.
And the first thing they're going to say is, what, you didn't know we were going to have two significant storms in
right
a week?
In a row.
No, yeah. We did have last night, again, pretty light council meeting, pretty light agenda. There were a few things that came up. One, the Ames Economic Development fourth quarter report, kind of a review of what took place in the past quarter. Get pushed back until February.
Move that to our next meeting. We'll look forward to hearing their report from fourth quarter last year.
Then Brenda didn't have to drive over here.
In the bad cold weather, try to keep the agenda light for caucus goers and things like that.
So we did have from the fire department, actually, a request for some permission to do grant applications, because it does require some matching funds.
Yep.
And Justin did... I think this is where the fire truck actually came from, the grant for the fire truck.
That's the same program.
Yeah.
And he applied again for an ambulance that didn't get approved that time, so he's trying again. It does require 5% match from the city if it's approved.
Now, this is one of those things. I know we're using the hospital's ambulance and stuff, but it is, it's got a lot of miles, a lot of hours on it, but it's still... still usable.
It is still usable, but not an ideal circumstance when they replace their two ambulances, and this one would have been next, and so we're going to try to find funds to do that.
So see if we can't help out in that area.
Absolutely.
So, then it would be one that the city would actually own.
Yes, that would be city-owned at that time.
Somebody asked me once, why do we have competing ambulance services? And I tried to explain, it's not.
They're
it's
definitely
just,
not.
We're a third crew.
Yep, it's another crew that's there to help out when the other two ambulances are out.
And another interesting one that he asked about applying for because of some health-related things for firefighters, cancer-causing issues, and doing some ventilation, I think, within the station.
Yes, there's a lot of carcinogens that come in with them, and they're trying to make sure that the air is clean to breathe and things like that. And so that was, I believe, a $150,000 unit that he's looking at getting a grant for.
And it does require like 5%.
5% match, so, I believe,
which is not... a lot.
The grand scheme of things, if we can keep the the longevity and the health of our firefighters, and that's a very tiny price to pay.
Well, we do know that the council last night did approve the abatements. Again, this is an annual thing. You have
annual
to do this every year.
Yes.
Had pretty good numbers on the residential applications, but the commercial a little lower. But then again, we didn't have... some school buildings being constructed and things like that.
That's right. Yeah, $2.7 million in abatements for residential, and 21 of those, both improvements and new builds, and then two commercial, $691,000 on those. So those kind of ebb and flow depending on the the busyness of that particular year in the sector.
We'll have to watch the different developments that are going on because...
Yes.
Of the, the work that's being done up north is not one of those that would be eligible for the abatement. So, again, there's been a lot of other construction.
Those numbers aren't in a totality, don't reflect everything that's going on, but it is a good gauge.
The city does have programs available for this. For those that might be thinking about, a lot of these, well, there is some new construction, but a lot of it is remodeling and refurbishing.
Yes, Jumpstart Boone is the name of the program. If you're planning on doing any remodeling or anything like that, that's going to increase your valuation, apply for that Jumpstart Boone so you won't have to pay, you'll get an abatement on the taxes for a period of time for that. So you can get your improvements done on your house and you don't necessarily have it hit your tax bill right away.
And again, don't start the project before you check the program.
Check out the programs first.
A lot of that just on the front page of the website, because I think you have them
quick
on one side.
On the front, yep.
And again, it does require a certain amount, but again, this is, for a lot of people that might be considering or doing it, a way to help out a little bit on the tax side of things.
Every little bit helps.
We know when the special election's going to be.
Yes, the special election for the 3rd Ward City Council seat, March 5th.
And all the different guidelines will be coming up here. Let's see. First day to file is going to be what? 9th, February 9th. Yeah. Oh, filing deadline will be February 9th. I forget.
I didn't bring the calendar with me. We'll have multiple notices out on the city website and then on the auditor's page as well. The county auditor does a great job in communicating those things on their Facebook page and their website.
Oh, 25th.
Is the last day to file?
First day to file is the 9th.
And the last day to file is the 25th?
25th. February.
And that is only, you can only vote in that if you are in the 3rd Ward.
Got to be 3rd Ward.
You can only run for that seat if you are in the 3rd Ward.
So people need to remember that. Yeah. Yes. It's not a citywide one. So if people start asking, nope, it's not.
Yeah.
Again, March 5th will be the election, and it's just going to be 3rd Ward. And again, we'll let that happen the way it goes. Let's see. We do have, the next meeting.
Our next meeting is actually tonight. So we have back-to-back meetings. Our agenda last night was light as a regular meeting. We had some normal business to get through, but tonight is our annual budget session.
So this will be the first one you get to lead.
Yes, I've been through several of them as a member of council, and this one is the first one that I'll lead. We are looking at two things tonight. We did move our hotel motel from Monday to Tuesday to allow folks to go to the caucus they want to. So we will have both the hotel motel distribution. That's a tax on any hotel stays and things like that. We'll distribute that. According to the code, 50% has to go to tourism-related activities. 50% can go to other things. So we'll take a look at that first. And then after that, we will talk about the fiscal year 24-25 budget. So that's the fiscal year ending in June 30th, 2025.
So that's the one that really a lot of the focus will be on. We'll do a little overview. The departments have been putting together the budget information. You've been fortunate that staff has been able to put together and bring forward budgets.
Yes.
That have, again, you've been able to get through them pretty easily.
Through my tenure, our fiscal situation has been stable. We've had presented balanced budgets every year that I've been on. There was some concern this year with the new property tax law changes that we might be in a bit of a different situation, but I am pleased to report that the budget that will be presented is balanced with the department's requests, is what I've
So we've
been
got that
for.
In there. And local option sales tax, the other one, there are parameters on how you can use that.
Local option sales tax, there's capital improvement, there's human services, which is a separate piece, and then there's property tax, there's property tax relief, which is folded into the original budget and the levy.
Yeah.
And the levy is set, and unless there's changes made, should not change.
You're looking to hold that pretty steady and
Correct.
Keep that.
The overall tax levy.
Okay. And I think one of the reasons you guys probably have been a little more fortunate, you have had growth.
We have had
You have had growth that helps.
Yes.
And probably better than a lot of communities. So.
Yeah, we have steady growth, which is great. It offset that rollback. It offset the new provisions for older folks and veterans being able to get the extended homestead tax credit and things like that. So we haven't been hit with a decline like other cities have.
So one of the challenges, of course, is I know you guys are looking at different things going ahead, having the balanced budget part for that. If this works out right and no big issues come up, but it does look like a pretty good step to be able to keep going forward and maintain your reserves, because we've touched on that before. The city does.
Yep.
The council has decided quite some time ago to have some set reserves in case of issues coming up.
Yeah, in case of emergency, we have reserves, so we should be set. You know, there's no tapping into reserves in this budget session or anything like that. Balanced budget with the new revenues coming in.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Yep. And again, individual departments will have their information in and stuff like that.
Indeed.
One of the challenges on the general fund part of that budget is communications. We know the big chunk of the police department budget pays for the communications.
Yep, that budget varies quite substantially over the years. And so we'll wait for that amount to come in to make sure that we have enough to cover our portion of that.
So now that the chief has his people all together, interested in watching, I mean, he's got staffing and a lot of them are getting through their training and
stuff. Got to get through the training.
Are you looking forward to seeing if he comes up with a plan? Because I know the school district is interested for a school resource officer.
I have not spoken to a superintendent yet, but I did speak with Chief Wiebold and he is anxious to put a plan together for a community service officer.
Try to get to that, get back to that position again. So
So we'll look forward to the information that he has on that and who's qualified for the job and everything like that.
This would be one that probably, as it comes to the council and everything, it'd be for a program starting maybe next school year.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Which that's going to be a whole thing to do. Well, you know what? It's been a while since you've had completely staffed.
Yes, the police department is finally up to that full authorized force of 18 officers.
So among the things that are coming up, I know you got some capital projects that are still going to be going on. One you're looking forward to, obviously, is the Main Street part.
Yes.
Story Street. And I know Main Street is going to be one of the others. And you're trying to kind of tie those together. Main Street, the Main Street effort, which is going to continue at the chamber side.
Yes. So with the Main Street application, you know, we are focused on downtown revitalization on Story Street. Our plan is to repave Story Street from Mamie up to 11th and see where how far our dollars can stretch while we're doing that, redoing curbs, redoing any sewer infrastructure that we need to along the way. And we should have a substantive amount of money to put forward towards that. And they can use that in their application to show that the city's buy-in is quite substantial to support a vibrant downtown area.
And there's going to be some meetings that'll be coming up on the application process, and I know that they wanted the council to know, people welcome to come and be a part of those work
training sessions. Yes. At the library on Friday.
I can't remember all the days, but I know they're coming up. They'll hold them at the library, and Jamie Williams wanted to make sure. But we had a big coalition before the first application 2 years ago.
So. And I believe it's even larger now than it was previously, so there's a lot of momentum for that application. And my understanding is that if they could have awarded a third city, it would have been us. So we have a strong application starting off with, and we'll get another one out there.
Well, one of the other things that's coming up, and I did want, because I know you've been involved with some of the work that's been going into it, but we did have one of the open hearings, and again, an open house,
guess,
it's
an
a better
house
way to describe
session.
Back on the 18th of December?
Way back last year. That open house
on the rec
for
program.
for the wellness center recreation complex. That session was focused on honing in on public information and public input about programming. You know, what types of elements should be in a facility, what's desired, and things of that nature, and scope. They had three different options: smaller one, a medium sized one, and like a tournament sized one.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got a lot of feedback for that. Knowing what types of aspects were, people wanted to be offered. The second open house is, again, come and go, no presentation, and it's focused on site selection. So there will be several areas in town picked out, and we can get information from the public input on what they prefer about those areas, what they don't prefer, pros and cons of each of those. That's Thursday, January 26th from 4 to 6 p.m.
25th.
Thursday, January 25th,
yeah.
From 4 to 6 p.m. Sorry about that. Yeah, I got the calendar on the wall there to help me out.
But the 25th, and once again, that'll be auditorium, City Hall.
Auditorium. Come and go. You can spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. If you have more questions, task force members will be there to answer them. But it's about getting input from the community on what the pros and cons are for our general areas where we might choose a site.
This is all part of feasibility. It doesn't mean this is going to happen.
Nope.
It doesn't mean it's going to happen in 2 years. Nope. Maybe it might. Who knows?
Yeah, the task force was charged with putting a plan together to present to council, and council will decide at that point sometime in February how to move forward, if to move forward, with both a site and programming. So,
because I know there are those that feel that, well, there is a group that's interested in refurbishing the Y and the old Y building and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what their time frame is.
No, I've talked to them several times. I had some good conversations with them. They're not quite pinned down on the cost it's going to take for them, timeline to even get first phase done and things like that. So, but I try to maintain constant communication with them and, you know, and their business.
So we have a lot of a lot of things floating around out there. And this is basically just what seems to be the best option for the community. I mean, the part that the committee is working on.
Yeah, that's what we're tasked with, and we're looking at outdoor and indoor, something that we don't have, soccer fields in town, and we're looking for what are we going to need in the future, and that's kind of what the idea is here: build for the future.
So, again, the 25th will be the next open public
open house
of that. And, again, that'll be afternoon, evening. Come and go as you please.
Yes. And there will be the slides and all the materials available online afterwards, along with a link for feedback, too, if you can't make it.
And I know some dollars have been expended on this with ISG, which they're very good about making that information available. So.
Yes, ISG has been our partners with this, helping bring everything together to make sure it's palatable to the public, so it's understandable by the public, you know, putting a timeline forward so that we know what to do when. And then we used American Rescue Plan dollars to pay them for that service.
So, again, we'll see what comes up and what we end up with. And, again, public welcome to come out and participate. And I know that at the last open house, some people that have been opposed to it were there and voiced their opposition.
Yeah, definitely want all sides. You know, we want to see what the concerns are. Constructive feedback is excellent. We want that. We want to put the best plan forward to the voters, if so, so that they can make the final decision. We can get direction from them.
Okay. Well, the big thing, of course, is budget tonight. Let's just do one meeting.
Yep.
That's your preference.
With a balanced budget, I do believe that we should be able to have just a single meeting.
And for those who wonder, the hotel motel applications, again, that's one of the areas where you do have some discretionary spending. And I know there are some areas that during goal setting you talked about, like some new Christmas decorations, things like that.
That one's going to come out of local option sales tax.
Okay. Yep. So we're going to use some of that. So, again, it's all available. Now, you won't have a Zoom stream on this tonight, I don't think. It doesn't
I'd
show.
I'd have to check the packet, but if it's not on there, I don't believe so.
I didn't see.
Yeah.
I didn't see.
Okay.
But you can come, folks. You can come to the meeting and be a part of that.
Yep, definitely.
Eli, thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Thanks for having me.